CFAX 1070 Provincial Election Riding Profiles are brought to you by Glenwood Meats.
This is Ryan Price, and we're taking an in-depth look at Southern Vancouver Island's electoral districts and meeting the candidates who will be on your ballot. Today, we feature Saanich South. To start with, let's just talk about the somewhat funny trick to the name of this electoral district. It's called Saanich South, but it covers mostly the northern parts of the municipality of Saanich. Neighborhoods like Prospect Lake, Cordova Bay, Royal Oak, Broadmead, Blankensop Valley, and so on. Putting the name aside, I can tell you that since the current boundaries were drawn about 30 years ago, it has deadly been in the hands of the New Democratic Party, except for the 2001 Liberal landslide. Since 2009, it's been held by Lana Popham, and that's where we'll start as we meet the candidates in Saanich South.
I am the incumbent in Saanich South. This is my fourth election representing the New Democrats, and I have been for the last 3.5 years the agriculture minister for the province. I feel like I've been working as hard as I can for the province of British Columbia as the agriculture minister, but I've also been working extremely hard as the MLA for Saanich South, and I feel that I've delivered services to people that we urgently need. As an example, just in November coming up, we are opening an urgent care center in the middle of Saanich South, which will be welcome news for people that don't have family doctors. I've also brought child care spaces to Saanich South and done improvements to the Pat Bay Highway and seen investments in advanced education at Camosun.
Popham thinks people should choose the NDP in this election based on her party's term in government and track record over the last 6 months handling the pandemic.
I believe that people should vote for the New Democrats because we've shown over the last 3.5 years that we're a party that puts people first. We also have shown over the last 6 months during the pandemic that we can be depended on during an emergency. So I would like to be able to go back to work at the end of this election period and continue that good work as we face a long road ahead to recovery.
Even though Saanich South has mostly been held by the NDP over the last 30 years, the BC Liberals have always provided a close race.
My name is Rishi Sharma, the BC Liberal candidate for Saanich South, father of three, and married to a wonderful supportive partner, Amy.
Rishi Sharma is a public servant who's currently working with the BC Construction Association on equity, inclusion, and diversity. He's run in past elections, and he says his drive to get into public service is rooted in his upbringing.
You know, I was always taught by my dad and my uncle, who's now passed, to be a strong contributor and supporter of your community. Now, I should note, they were talking about the local Punjabi community. You know, this was early in the mid-70s, and during that time, you know, many needed a hand up in that particular community. But, you know, when I was growing up, you know, born in 75, I quickly realized I couldn't segregate myself into one small group. You know, quite frankly, there wasn't other Punjabi kids to befriend. So the Canadian culture and my mainstream friends became my family. You know, this is what pushed me to continue to stay involved and what's continuing to push me to stay involved and active in my community.
Sharma thinks his party is the one to lead BC out of the pandemic.
You know, voters should seriously consider the BC Liberal Party because of their commitment to actually listening and respecting all residents in British Columbia. You know, we are committed to working on bringing forward policies that will keep British Columbians safe during this time, but also begin our economic comeback. You know, I'm not sure if you know, but we're in a $13 billion deficit. $200 million surplus, and now that quickly, we're in a $13 billion deficit. You know, we are the party of collaboration, you know, free enterprise, and genuine respect. We know that British Columbians must be at the core of our economic recovery.
The third candidate on your Saanich South ballot is with the Green Party.
My name is Kate O'Connor, and I'm running with the Greens in Saanich South.
Kate O'Connor's story is interesting because we believe she's the youngest person running in this entire election.
Yes, I am currently 17. We'll be 18 in time for general voting day. But I'm taking part in this election because it's so important to have youth representation and young people represented in the legislature and to raise awareness about politics with young voters and young people who've previously felt disengaged. We also need diverse perspectives in the legislature to make decisions that benefit all British Columbians and to have all voices heard. And currently the youth perspective is completely missing as the youngest MLA is 35.
Despite her age, she has been able to gain some experience in the world of politics.
In high school, I was always very interested in politics. I was co-head of politics club. I co-founded a political review. I hosted an all-candidates debate at an all-candidates forum at my school during the last federal election. And this summer, I worked on Sonia Firstenau's leadership campaign as her caller coordinator. The climate crisis is a huge issue and part of the reason I decided to take this step. We need to recognize the urgency of the climate crisis we face. And young people in particular recognize the urgency because they see that they're not at they're not in the legislature making decisions about the future that will ultimately, we will have to deal with the consequences of that.
Finally, Kate O'Connor thinks people should vote green as a bulwark against the NDP.
And electing a green in Saanich South is one of the best ways to ensure that John Horgan doesn't have absolute power. The NDP have shown us that they'll put, and John Horgan has shown us that they'll put their self-interest ahead of the well-being of British Columbians to call an election in the middle of two overlapping health crises.
This has been a CFAX 1070 look at the electoral district of Saanich South and the candidates you'll be voting for in the provincial election. Find all of our local electoral district features on our website, CFAX1070.com.
2020 provincial election coverage on CFAX 1070 is brought to you by Glenwood Meats.